Divorcee Diaries. My name is Corinne. I'm 28 years old. I am so excited. This is going to be like a quick, hopefully a quick episode. It's a little story time, and it's just like proven that whatever you believe in, just keep believing in, because like it's all true. oh my God. I want to talk to you guys about my bathtub. And if you guys know, if you're like old to the show with me since day one, you know that when I got divorced, I had to leave behind my dream bathtub. And there was also a lot of other things that I was forced to leave behind in divorce, but that is for a later episode. This is about my bathtub. I had this deep soaker. It was from Ariel Bath. If you haven't checked them out, you absolutely should. They are incredible. Their bathtubs are literally the best that I've ever been in, and I am a bath bitch. Like, your girl loves a good bath. I love to soak. It's relaxing. Give me a bath bomb. Give me a whirlpool tub. Give me some jets. I am obsessed with baths. I love to take a really nice hot shower and then just soak in a bath after. Like, it just feels, like it's just my therapy, and I loved it. When I went to Iceland, I was collaborating with a hotel called Hotel Geyser, and it's near the Geyser in Iceland, and it was the best hotel I've ever stayed in. They were the nicest people. The food was insane. I literally ate there every single night. They were incredible, and the room I was staying in was literally gorgeous, but the bathroom was goals. Like, it had a waterfall shower. It had like two waterfalls, and then it had like jets on the side. The bathtub was literally amazing. 12 people could fit in it. It was super deep, and I literally took a bath every single night. There was not a day I didn't take a bath when I was in Iceland, which was kind of the same situation when I was in my old life and old home. This bathroom renovation was kind of a bitch because, of course, like any renovations, they're like, yeah, it's going to be done by, if it's in January, they're like, March 1st is our done date. So you're like, okay, it's like a month and then we'll be in. It took so much longer than that. There was constant problems going on. But when it was done, it was beautiful. Like, there was a new shower, so you could just, it was, you just stepped in, and it was amazing. And the bathtub I got to pick out was just, it was deep. It had jets. It had Bluetooth, so I could play music, and I had a bath playlist. And it had different lights. Like, you can change the lighting. So if you wanted a pink bath, you could have pink. And if you wanted aqua, you could have aqua. And it was literally, my decompression time was just sitting in that bathtub and just being there for about an hour, just reading a book, listening to music, catching up. And I had I took so many Instagram pictures of this bathtub that I have archived since, but I had people sending me bath trays that I don't even have anymore because they're at my ex-husband's house. I had bath bombs. I had so many things, and I was just in love with this bathtub. And I know you're probably like, Corinne, you fucking weirdo. It was just a bathtub. You're completely right. But it was my dream bathtub, and literally every time I talk to anybody, they're like, no, like, you're doing so great now, but like, you definitely miss the bathtub. I was like, I miss the bathtub and I miss my dog, and that is it. But not in that order. I miss my dog literally way more than I miss my bathtub, but I still miss my bathtub. Okay, so fast forward to now. I just moved into our new house. It's beautiful. It's perfect for us. We are so thrilled to be living here, which is great because if you guys listen to like my moving in story, this wasn't John's first choice of house. He wanted a different one. I wanted this one. and I just, the other one just had so much more work. So we just kind of both decided, like, I left it up to John because I was like, this is the one I like, you like this one, but let's look at the facts of both houses and what we're going to have to actually renovate and what we're really not going to have to renovate. This house was just renovated. Our house was built in 1875. They renovated the entire structure. There's new floors. There's a new downstairs bathroom. There's new light fixtures. It's very pretty. I really love it so much. They've updated the kitchen, and John just built an incredible island. So, like, our kitchen's kind of slowly getting done. Everything's kind of slowly falling in place. The only bane of our existence, and John actually loves it, is the upstairs bathroom. The bathtub is just kind of, it's got so much limescale on it that we've tried to clean it. And by we, I mean, John has literally, like, scrubbed it, tried to make sure that it would be clean. And it is clean, but it just, it will always be dirty. There's, like, a point if you don't take care of something or something's staying still. I think that this house was a flipped house, so it was on the market for a really long time, and last year it was selling for $14,000. Like, it was in such rough shape, and the fix that they did was so incredible, but you can just tell that it probably wasn't occupied for a really long time. Occupied? Yeah, occupied. So John was like, you know what, in, like, next year we'll do, like, a bathroom renovation. We'll save up money for it. It'll be fine. And I'm like, okay, cool. And I was like, you know what, I just hope that one day, like, my manifestation is just, I think that we can all do well. I said it in the last week's episode, we can all make it out okay. I have no ill will, ill thought towards anybody. I just want my bathtub. I just one day want my dream bathtub back. I don't have to have a private jet. I don't have to be a millionaire. I just want to be what I feel is successful and out there and kick ass and boss ass. And I want my bathtub. So my goals are a little skewed. I have therapy in 30 minutes. So we will tackle them and hopefully be a healthier, happier human in 30 minutes. But anyway, I was like, yeah, I just want, if we do a bathroom renovation, I, like, went to John and I was like, can we just, like, save money so we can buy my bathtub? And he was like, yes. And I was like, great. So in my mind, I was like, in 2 years, bathtub. It's going to be great. It's going to be amazing. So flash forward to last night. I didn't, like, reach out as an influencer, and I hate that word, but unfortunately, it's what the job is called. I do a lot of collaborations with a lot of companies. So companies can either send me free stuff, they can pay me. It's really, like, whatever I choose. There's some products that I'm like, this is such a bomb product and I love it and I want to just promote it for the company because I like working for the company. There's a few companies that I just, we do exchanges. There's a few companies that if they're newer and I need to try it, but there's also a few companies that are like, yeah, we do paid collaborations. And I'm like, oh my gosh, thank God. That's amazing. I just try to like level the field and just like, if I love something so much that I'm willing to not get paid for it, I'm going to go for it. And honestly, I try all of the products that I do get sent before I like promote them or do a post for them. I try to do a story for everybody. If I just like, I do like an unboxing, like, oh, I got this today, to get it out there. But if there's a product that I'm like obsessed with, then I'll like post. And usually in like influencer world, when you're posting like an ad, it's usually paid, but sometimes it's not. It's just depending on what you want to do. Anyway, weird long rant for no reason. I have been reaching out. I've been really focusing on my Instagram. I've been taking a lot of pictures and I'm really refining what I want to bring to you all. It is something that I consider a business, but I'm kind of stepping away from the business side and just kind of making content and really loving what I do and really connecting with you guys because that's all I really want to do. I just want all of us to be friends and all of us to just be kind to each other. Anyway, I was on Instagram last night and I got a message from Ariel Baths and I was like, huh, that's the old bath I had. And they messaged me being like, hey, I saw that you tagged us like a few years back. And we love your stuff and we've been following you and watching you grow and we would love to collaborate with you, and send you like a product to like take a picture of and like just tell us how you like it and stuff like that. And I was like, that's amazing. I do want to let you know that as I did have your bathtub, that was literally my favorite dream bathtub, I don't have it anymore because I got divorced. And probably not the most professional way to go around it, but I was like, I am divorced and that is why I'm not with your bathtub anymore. So they were like, oh, okay, no problem. We can send you a bathtub if you want to take pictures. Yeah, let's pause for a moment. Let's take a deep, giddy breath. And I was like, are you kidding me? Are you sure? Are you positive? I will take literally thousands of pictures in that bathtub. I will make it worth your while. But are you sure? And they said yes. So the point of this 10-minute episode is to tell you that literally anything can happen and you can manifest anything, and you just be kind, be nice, be authentic, be real, be honest, and do it with tact, and just put all of your aspirations out in the world and believe that they're going to happen because they are, and then you will get your dream bathtub. And I am just, yeah. And I know that this might be the most self-indulgent, disgusting, gross episode of me just being like, oh my gosh, I am getting my dream bathtub. Like, I'm so sorry if it is tone deaf. I just wanted to share that if you are somebody who is like, you know what, I want to jump into the influencer world and I don't know how to start, or if you're somebody who's like, I would love to take photography for brands and stuff, you can do it. You can do anything you put your mind to. And even though, like, I know I've had episodes of manifestation. I've had two so far. I've had one with James Ballou and I've had one with Naza Nalani. Hello. Both manifestation experts. And sometimes when you're like practicing on yourself and you're practicing on your meditation and you're filling that your cup, you're like, maybe this isn't going to work. Maybe manifestation isn't real. Maybe my prayers, if that's something that you believe in, isn't real. Anything you're doing to better yourself and better yourself to others. This isn't about belief systems. This is about really just connecting genuinely with anyone, no matter what, and being kind to people and respecting people and respecting yourself and just putting good vibes out in the world. Nothing is going to stop you. Nothing is going to stop you. And I think that that is all I mean for today, is that this is something that I wanted. This is something that I've been thinking of. This has been something I've been dreaming of and really putting in effort. I've been like, you know what? I want to grow my company to a six-figure business. I want to be able to provide that for other people. Those goals that I'm just constantly working towards and just putting good energy and good faith effort into it, it's all happening for me and it's all happening for you too. Don't think that because you're having a bad day or a bad week or a bad month or maybe a bad year, maybe it's just not, you're not feeling it. Don't think that that's ever going to stop you from achieving what you want to do and what you love to do. And good things are coming your way. You just need to know that they are. Because I just was like, you know what? Everything's going to work out. We are just going to ride the waves of life and we are going to just do the best. And I know I'm being a Pinterest bitch right now to the people who like to call me Pinterest bitch. I know, I'm aware, but I am just so excited. And it's not even just excitement for me. It's excitement for literally everybody because good things are happening. I just feel it. So that is this episode. That's this 15-minute short little, this is happening for me and it can happen for you. And I'm really excited. Definitely, if you are in the market for a bathtub that is just dreamy, check out Ariel Baths there. And I just wanted to shout them out. I love you all so much. You guys are going to go out and do good things. Make today a great day. I love you. Goodbye, babes.